Dave and I are going to have just a little drink here, and we're going to sit back and listen to Kathleen Purvis, the food critic for the Charlotte Observer, wax poetic about the South's favorite spirit.
What is it about the South that drives us to drink? More specifically, what is it about the South that drives us to make the stuff everyone else wants to drink? Ciders and fruit brandies were once common farm products, made anywhere peaches, apples, and grapes were grown. Rums and Madeiras were widely available wherever there was a port to bring them from the Caribbean or Portugal. But bourbon was so closely linked with Kentucky that many people still mistakenly believe it's the only place that creates the stuff. Truth be told, under federal standards set in 1964, bourbon can be produced anywhere in the United States as long as it meets a set of other criteria, including that the majority of the mash is made from corn and that it's aged in new charred oak barrels. Still, corn grows well in many parts of the country. So why has bourbon always had such strong ties to the South? A lot of factors played a part in the origins of Southern whiskeys, from clear corn liquor to barrel-aged bourbon. A lot of factors played a part in the origins of Southern whiskeys, from clear corn liquors to barrel-aged bourbon. Early life in the South, when much of the region was far from population centers, required self-reliance, the ability to make whatever you would need. The Scots-Irish settled much of the region, bringing whiskey-making know-how with them, so some form of high-octane alcohol was inevitable. Surviving here economically also meant the ability to turn anything you could grow into something that would bring the best returns in trade or usefulness. Corn grows well even in slightly rocky soil, making it a reliable crop even in mountainous areas. Those mountains were also generally sources of excellent water, filtered through natural limestone so that it was free of iron and higher in calcium, making it perfect for use in distillation. A bushel of dried corn is heavy. It's a lot easier to transport it and sell it for more money if you use that corn to make a mash and then distill that mash into alcohol. Pouring that alcohol into oak barrels that are charred in the inside will, over time, transform that raw, clear corn whiskey into something brown, smooth, and packed with flavor and parted from the wood. From Kentucky, it could take months to transport those barrels by raft down the Ohio River to the Mississippi and on to New Orleans for sale. But even a few months in a barrel could nudge raw corn whiskey on its way to becoming something much more pleasant to drink, and that merchants were willing to buy and resell for a much higher price. It's also worth remembering one other thing while contemplating Southern bourbons and whiskeys: the role of Southern isolation. Well into the 20th century, the South remained rural, heavily wooded, and in many places mountainous. That made it possible to produce alcohol free from regulation and, more important, taxation. The great irony is that the production of alcohol thrived in a place with such strong religious and social strictures against the consumption of it. Perhaps it's simply human nature. The more the fruit is forbidden, the more of a thrill it is to consume it.
Kathleen Purvis on bourbon.